So let's review. The Gemara proceeds with a discussion regarding Darsha ben David Babai, the dire circumstances and the times before the coming of Mashiach. Rabbi Yechanan says, Darsha ben David Babai, Tamid HaChamim Mesmaiten. Before Mashiach comes, there will be a decrease in Tamid HaChamim. Vashari nim kolis biyogin vanocha vitzoris rabis vigziris kashis mischachis acharishoin the pekudish nima meheris lavai. All the others will be filled with sorrow and suffering from all the troubles and harsh edicts that will befall them continuously. The Gemara cites a brisa, turn up on Shavua Shebin David Babai. The following events will occur in the Shemitah cycle before Mashiach comes. Shana Rishoinim miskai mikra zeh, vimtarti al ir achas val ir achas loy amter. In the first year, the rainfall will decrease and fall in only some areas, causing partial famine. Shnia, chitzei rav mishtalchem. In the second year, famine will begin to spread. Shlishes, rav godel, umeisim anoshim benoshim v'taf, chasidim anshe maisa, v'torim mishtakechas melamdea. In the third year, there will be a great famine, and men, women, and children, and Torah scholars will all die, and as a result, the Torah will be forgotten from the scholars. Berevius, seveya ve'en seveya. In the fourth year, things will begin to turn around and prosperity will begin to spread. In the fifth year, there will be great prosperity. All will eat and drink and rejoice, and as a result, the Torah will return to its scholars. Beshishes, kailas, in the sixth year, word will spread that Mashiach is coming. Beshvius, mochamis, in the seventh year, there will be war between the Jews and non-Jews. Bematzeshvius, ben Davin ba. And in the eighth year, Mashiach shall come. Before Mashiach comes, the places of Torah learning will be desolate and will be used for znus. The Galil region will be destroyed. The people from the boundaries of Eretz Yisrael will wander around aimlessly. Before Mashiach comes, the youth will embarrass their elders and the elders will give respect to the youth. A daughter will be rude to her mother, and a daughter-in-law to her mother-in-law, and a son will have no shame from his father. Before Mashiach comes, insolence will be rampant, and people will be disrespectful to each other. Wine will be expensive, even while the grapes are abundant, because as Rashi explains, all the people will be occupied with drinking wine. The government will have become heretical and there will be no one that can rebuke those that sin because all will have committed transgressions. The Brisa cites the following pasuk: Mashiach will come only after an increase in those who inform to the government against the Yidden. Mashiach will come only after a decrease in Tamid HaChacham who rebuke others to improve their ways. Mashiach will come only after money will become scarce. Mashiach will come only after all give up hope on the final redemption. As an example, the Gemara cites Rab Zeira ki abimashkech rabban ed ma'aski bei. And as Rashi explains, Leida Masa Yavai, they were trying to figure out the time of the Geula, he told them, B'matusa b'inu minaychu loyter chakua. Please do not discuss this because this will only delay the Geula. As the Brisa says, Gimel boin mehesach adas. There are three matters that come about unconsciously. Elohen Mashiach, Metziah v'akriv. The coming of Mashiach, finding a lost item, and the bite of a scorpion. Amrav Katina, Shis alfi shenei hava alma v'chad charv. The world will exist for 6,000 years, and then Hashem will destroy it, and the world will remain desolate for 1,000 years, as the pasuk states. V'niskev Hashem levadoi b'yemahu, as Rashi explains, Zimish l'kadosh baruch hu elef shana. The day of Hashem is 1,000 years long. Abaye says trecharv. The world will remain desolate for 2,000 years, as the pasuk states. Yichayenu miyemayim b'yemish lishi kemenu b'nichya lefanav. The Gemara proceeds with a discussion of the ketz, the time limits in which Mashiach will come. Tanu b'Eliyahu. Sheishas alafim shana hava alma. The world's existence is for 6,000 years. Shnei alafim tayu. In the first 2,000 years, the world was barren without Torah. Shnei alpayim tayra. In the next 2,000 years, from the times of Avram Avinu, the world was filled with Torah. Shnei alpayim yemeis Mashiach. Bavinaseinu shirabu yatsu mehem mashayatsu. In the final 2,000 years, Mashiach shall come. But unfortunately, most of these years have already passed and Mashiach has still not come. Amal Eliyahu l'Rabbi Yehuda achud Rav Salah Hasida. The world will stand for at least 85 Yevil cycles, 4,250 years, and during the final cycle, Mashiach will come. Shalach le Rav Chanan bar Tachlifa le Rav Yosef. There was an old Hebraic scroll in the Roman archives that stated as follows: La'achar dald alofim u'mesayim metishim v'echad shana lebriyasa shel olam, ha'olam yitim. After 4,291 years from the time of creation, the world will cease. Mehen molcham is taninim, mehen molcham is gog u'magog, b'shar yom yisrael Mashiach. There will be a war between the sea serpents and a war between gog u'magog, and afterward Mashiach shall come. Ve'en HaKadosh Baruch Hu Mechadesh HaSelom Me'el La'achar Shivas Alofim Shana Nasham will recreate the world after 7,000 years. V'achar B'rei D'Rava Amar La'achar Chamishas Alofim Shana Itmar Hashem will recreate the world after 5,000 years. The Gemara proceeds with a brayso in which several Chacham gave time limits for Bias HaMashiach. Some cite a time limit from a pasuk in Daniel, Ad Eden Idonen U'plag Idon. As Rashi explains, Eden refers to the term of Golas Mitzrayim, 400 years, and Idonen are another two terms, in all 1,200 years, and Plag Eden another half term, in all 1,400 years, and then Mashiach shall come. Reb Simloi cited a time limit from a pasuk in Tehillim, Hachaltem lechem dima v'tashkema b'dima ishlish. As Rashi explains, the times of both Golas Mitzrayim and Golas Babel equal 1/3 of the term of the final Golas Edom. And since Golas Mitzrayim was 400 years and Golas Babel was 70 years, 3 times 470 is 1,410 years, and then Mashiach shall come. Rebbe Kiva cited a time limit from a pasuk in Chagi. Oid achas ma'ati v'ani marish as Hashemayim v'za'aretz. For a short time, Hashem will bestow honor upon the Yidden, and then Mashiach shall come. Reb Nosson disagrees and says, Mikra zeh neike v'yerd ad tohim. From the following pasuk, we see there is no time limit for Bias Mashiach. Ki oid chazoin lemoid v'yipach lekeitz v'lo yichazeh v'mis ma'meach hakeloi ki vo yov v'lo yachar. V'yipach lekeitz v'lo yichazeh means, tipach atzman shal machash v'kitzin. Those who give time limits to Bias HaMashiach are to suffer agony because they say that if the time limit passed, Mashiach will not come. Let's go with this pedal. Mashiach will not come anymore. Rather, even if Bias HaMashiach is delayed, one should continue to hope for his coming because he will eventually come. And Hashem also hopes for Bias HaMashiach, as the pasuk states, L'chein yichaka Hashem l'chananchem b'goymer. But nevertheless, Mashiach has not come because Midas Adin Akevis. The Midas Adin delays Bias HaMashiach, but even so, Anu Lama Machakin LeKabal Schar. We still hope and await Bias HaMashiach because we will receive great reward, as the Pasuk states, Ashrei Kol Chaychiloi. Rav says, Kolu Kol HaKitzin, Ve'en Adavar Tolei El B'Tshuva Ma'isim Tevim. All the time limits have already passed, and Mashiach will come only if the Yidden do Tshuva and perform good deeds. Shmuel disagrees and says, Da'ayei La'ovel Sheyamed Ba'avloi. Hashem will not mourn forever, and Mashiach will come, even if the Yidden will not do tshuva. And the Gemara says that their machlik is actually machlik is in the following brisa. Rabbi Yehuda holds in Yisrael leis in tshuva negalim, b'mlav ein negalim. Mashiach will come only if the Yidden do tshuva. But if the Yidden do not do tshuva, Mashiach will not come. While Rabbi Yehuda holds HaKadosh Baruch Hu ma'amla en melech shekizreis of kashavts kahaman, if Yisrael leis in tshuva machzir namutav. If the Yidden do not do tshuva, Hashem will appoint a king who will place harsh decrees on the Yidden, which will compel them to do tshuva, and Mashiach will come. And Rabbi Eliezer and Rabbi Shua each brought psukim to support their opinions, until Rabbi Shua brought a proof which Rabbi Eliezer could not refute.